Chris, we are happy to have you with us, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What's happening, man?
Not too much. Obviously, today is a big day, just with in terms of the opening opening day of the basketball signing period. The early signing period from starts November 8th and lasts through November 15th. And Virginia Tech, I see on the HokieSports.com, has signed four players so far and is expected to sign a fifth, but right now just have four in the fold.
Yeah, we talked recruiting basketball a couple weeks ago, and there weren't really any surprises in what was done today. But let's recap just for everybody. Virginia, I don't think, has officially released it, but we know, according to things we heard outside there, that the two young men, one of whom, best name in Virginia basketball history for a recruit, Jeff Jones, they got another one. Virginia's two players from the Pennsylvania area. Give us a little refresher course on those two, Chris.
Yeah, actually, I spoke to those guys, both of those guys, earlier this week, spoke to Sam Zaglinski, who's the point guard out of the Philadelphia area, played for Penn Charter High School, actually was a teammate of Sean Singletary's when Singletary was a senior, and Sam was expected to sign today, as well as you mentioned, Jeff Jones. Sam is he's a 6'1", 180-pound, as I said, a point guard out of Penn Charter High School, and he's a three-star prospect. He's a solid prospect. He's a pretty good outside shooter. From what I'm told, on the next level, he's going to be probably more of a passer, kind of a pure point guard type, who has the ability to knock down the three-point shot from the outside. But certainly a very solid player. He committed pretty early to Coach Leto. He actually committed in September of 2005. So he's been committed for a year, and has actually. Since his junior season, he's added about 10 pounds of weight, so he's looking pretty good physically and looks to be a pretty solid addition, especially for Virginia, which needs some backcourt help with J.R. Reynolds leaving this year and Sean Singletary being a junior right now. And then, of course, Jeff Jones, as you mentioned, a great name for UVA basketball. Jeff is a 6'4", 185-pound guard. He plays some point guard, but he's primarily kind of a shooting guard for Monsignor Bonner High School up in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. And Jeff is certainly a scorer. He's a very, very good shooter and averaged in the 20s in terms of points per game last year. And as I mentioned, he's kind of a combo guard, so he can bring the basketball off the court if necessary. He can take over the point guard role if necessary, just in terms of bringing it up the court. But he's maybe more of a scorer and kind of a pretty good athletic player in terms of getting to the basket and things like that. So Virginia's got a pretty good backcourt right there, and will certainly add some depth to that backcourt, as I mentioned, with J.R. Reynolds leading after this upcoming season.
The release that Virginia Tech sent out included now Seth Greenberg, who will be on with me later, and I'll ask him one question about this, but I want to get your objective feeling. Chris Horn, four players in this Tech class. Jeff Allen, a 6'7", 220-pound forward from Washington. Is he at Oak Hill now?
Jeff Allen, actually, he is at Hargrave Military Academy.
Okay. Terrell Bell, 6'6", 195-pound wing player from Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Coleman Collins happens to be from. Malcolm Delaney, 6'3", 170 guard from Baltimore, and Dorenzo Hudson, 6'4", 185 from Charlotte. I believe he's also playing with Allen at Hargrave, correct?
Exactly, yep.
Love this quote. "This is shaping up to be the best class I've ever been associated with," Greenberg said. "We are answering a lot of needs with a very special class that is graduating." Now, he's talking about his Collins, Dowdell, Gordon sales group there. "Our staff has done an excellent job of identifying and recruiting such an outstanding group of young men. I think we'll have depth, strength, and bigger bodies. We'll have guys that, if they continue to work and are as passionate about the game as this last class, have a chance to be one of the best I've ever coached." It's like, whoa. I mean, he's not holding anything back. Let's set the bar pretty high there, Seth. Is he speaking coach speak, or is he pretty much dead on with this group?
No, I think you talk to a lot of sources who cover basketball recruiting, and just from what I've been able to see and also from what I've heard as well, this is a very talented class. You look simply at the four-star, at the ratings, There's three four-star kids, including Dorenzo Hudson, Jeff Allen, and actually Gus Gilchrist, who has not signed yet. But as I mentioned earlier, I expect him to still sign. He has till the 15th. So, but of course, I'll certainly check up on that if anything new happens. But those are three four-star kids, and then Terrell Bell and Malcolm Delaney are both very, very talented prospects. You have Bell, who's about a 6'7", 190-pound. He's kind of a guard slash forward. He's a pretty versatile player in that he can play in the backcourt, but he's got the size and the height of more of a kind of a wing forward type player. And he averaged 18 points per game last season as a junior. And Delaney's just a really, really good scorer. I know as you mentioned, he's about 6'3", but he's a very, very good shooter and just certainly a good addition to that backcourt. And Hudson is a very touted prospect out of Marshville, North Carolina. As you mentioned, he's currently at Hargrave Military Academy, and he's just a player that is kind of a good, I believe, good all around type player. But he was definitely highly touted and pretty highly recruited as well. I know some other ACC schools were after him. And then Jeff Allen is a player that it seems like he's been committed to Virginia Tech forever. But he originally committed out of Damatha Catholic, but then transferred to Oak Hill and is now at Hargrave, kind of finally with his academics seemingly in order. He's about a 6'7", 235-pound. He can he's really developed in his game throughout the years. It seems like throughout all these stops. When I had a chance to see him actually play in person at Damatha. And he really just caught my eye back then. I believe he was a junior then at DeMatha. And just since he was kind of one of those players who's always around the ball, he was kind of more of a slasher, kind of rebounder, kind of do everything you need to do type of guy. He kind of grew into a power forward's body at 6'7", 235 pounds. And but he's also a kid who can shoot from the outside. He can get it done in a lot of different ways. So certainly a very talented prospect there. And Gus Gilchrist actually had a source of mine email me a few weeks ago about him just raving about how he's developed as a power forward slash center prospect over this past summer. He's got a pretty good low post moves in terms of his offensive game, and he's got the body, 6'9", 240 pounds, so assuming he comes on board as well. You look at the class, it's tough to argue with what Coach Greenberg's assessment. It seems like he's done a very great job in terms of recruiting these kids. I know in talking to these kids, they all mentioned him, that he personally recruited them. That's one thing that really stood out to them about Seth. And then, very in terms of ratings, Virginia Tech's got to be up there with those four stars as I mentioned, and or those three 4-star kids and the two 3-star kids. So it's a good all around group and a group that should be able to contribute pretty much right away, I would think.
These two schools, do we suspect they're done? I lose track of the numbers, particularly at Virginia, which I haven't followed as closely.
Mm-hmm.
Or are there room for others either early or in the spring?
Virginia is still recruiting. I know there's several prospects still out there that they are in the market for. I guess one is actually from Hargrave as well. His name is Mike Scott. He's a 6'8", 215-pound power forward. Certainly once he bulks up in terms of the weight department, he will be more of a power forward. But he's a really athletic kid. He can really jump out of the gym. He's got tremendous athleticism. And he's a kid that he has made official visits to Virginia and to NC State. And Virginia right now is the favorite, but it's kind of up in the air in terms of what he's going to do. If he's going to sign in the fall, if he's going to kind of take his time and maybe go ahead and sign in the spring. Virginia has a 5-star power forward coming in this weekend on an official visit by the name of Patrick Patterson out of Huntington, West Virginia. And he's just a superstar power forward, 6'8", 235 pounds. He's got a body that he can certainly play right away right now. I would think fresh out of high school right now, but he's a very, very talented prospect. He's one of those top guys, like as I mentioned, a 5-star recruit by both Rivals.com and Scout.com, and he's scheduled to make his official visit to Virginia this weekend. He's also considering Duke, Kentucky, Wake Forest, and Florida and West Virginia as well. He's been to official visits to all those schools except for West Virginia, which he did make an unofficial visit to. But certainly some tough competition for Virginia, but all you can ask for is that official visit, which they will have, are expected to have this weekend. And then a few other kids actually coming in this weekend as well, a 6'3 guard by the name of Mustafa Farrakhan out of Illinois, and a 7'1 center prospect who is a native of Poland but moved to the United States this year. He's at Lee Academy right now in Maine. He's by the name of Tomas Kwiatkowski, and all three of those kids are expected in town this weekend. So Virginia is still recruiting, perhaps to try to sign. I would assume at least one, perhaps two prospects in the fall, or at least get one signed in the fall, and maybe just get a commitment, obviously, from another. So Virginia is certainly still actively recruiting, whereas Virginia Tech, I know they've gotten a good chunk of their recruiting finished in this year's class.
Now we'll talk some football. We'll be joined after our next break by men's basketball coach at Virginia Tech, Seth Greenberg, and we'll try to have on a lot of the coaches over the next few weeks as their seasons begin. And then in the last hour, we'll talk some racing with my colleague Jill Irwin, getting down to the nitty-gritty, and Denny Hamlin still in the championship hunt. Chris.
Yes.
You are still with us. I was afraid while Matt was trying to stump me on the music, he would have lost you there. Hey, Hargrave Fork Union, you saw the game.
Mm-hmm.
Did it meet your expectations? Sounds like it was a good game. Hargrave winning 28-16. Just give me a general overview of what you thought.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Just if memory serves, it's kind of similar type of game as it was at least last year, I believe. Hargrave's such a talented team. They get a whole lot of prospects. Kids that have committed to top programs. You know, there's kids from Clemson, kids from Maryland, kids from Virginia Tech. And Fork Union certainly gets their share as well. They have some kids who have committed as well, but they're not as deep in terms of talent as Hargrave is. So it's kind of funny. Hargrave will kind of go up a little bit, then Fork Union will kind of just hang around and continue to fight back. And that's kind of what happened last Friday. So strictly in terms of the game, it was a pretty enjoyable game. Hargrave got up 21-3, and as soon as that happened, pretty much the next play, Fork Union had a 70-yard touchdown pass, cut it to 21-9, and then they cut it to 21-16, and then there was certainly momentum on their side, but Hargrave was able to answer and go on one final touchdown march to make it 28-16. But speaking in terms of the, I'll certainly focus there on the Virginia and Virginia Tech recruits. Starting with Virginia Tech, there's Lottie Ajiboy, 6'2", 310 pounds. I will say he's about 310 pounds. He's listed about 330 at the beginning of the season. He looked like he had slimmed down a little bit to me. But he played defensive tackle. I know he had at least one tackle for loss and one sack in that game. So he was in the backfield. He can move pretty well for his size. And so once he kind of continues to round out, just in terms of his physical stature, and he's got the athleticism, it looks like. And he was pretty excitable. After he made a few plays, he did some nice celebrating there. But so he's a pretty energetic young man out there on the field. So he could be a kid who could perhaps figure into the mix, at least to maybe get some playing time at Virginia Tech once he gets there. He plans on enrolling there in January. And then as far as Virginia is concerned, Virginia has three kids who signed in February of 2006, who planned to re-sign in February of 2007, but had to go to Hargrave just to raise the standardized test score. First one to mention would be Almondo Sewell, who's a 6 foot, maybe 6 foot one, 245-pound linebacker. He played kind of middle, but he also played a little bit of the outside linebacker in Coach Parney's 4-3 defense. And Almondo really kind of impressed me with his ability to move sideline to sideline. He was another player that, while I was filming, but I wasn't able to focus in on every play on him, but his name was called an awful lot. He told me after the game that he had about 16 tackles, so which didn't surprise me just because I heard his name so much. And he made good plays. He looked pretty comfortable in pass coverage as a linebacker, and As I mentioned, he just really impressed me just in terms of moving sideline to sideline. And then Rossi Dowling, who played cornerback the entire game for Hargrave as well. He didn't get the ball thrown at him that much, honestly, but he was in on at least three solo tackles. They were pretty nice tackles as well, maybe four. And there was one play I know where there was a ball was batted at the line of scrimmage, and he ran up to try to intercept it. And on that particular occasion, he certainly showed his acceleration and his speed. So heading into the game, he's about 6'2", 185 pounds. I thought he was more of a safety for sure, but now after seeing that, I believe he could play cornerback on the next level, or still, as I mentioned, kind of maybe move to safety. And then Virginia also has as I mentioned, Billy Cuffey, the 6'5", 300 pound. Offensive lineman out of Deep Creek High School as well. Didn't play too much, honestly. It seemed like Hargrave certainly had the rotation. Wasn't able to catch up with Billy for a long period of time afterwards, but he did mention that he remains committed to Virginia, and actually all three of those guys remain committed and are still expected to sign in February.
Somebody in a game like that who, you know, is swimming among the big fish, the prospects, the guys already recruited and signed, I love reading and hearing and even writing sometimes the stories about the guy that just sort of does it. I know Frank talked about Antonio Freeman in the JV game they had years ago. It was a little bit different scenario, but was there anybody out there who's not on your radar that isn't being recruited, those guys, that may have raised some eyebrows in that game?
Yeah, there were certainly a few players. Unfortunately, the name escapes me, but I know the Fork Union quarterback looked like a tough guy. He was a left-handed quarterback. Hargrave, with their talent on the defensive line, just was able to get a lot of pressure on him whenever they passed. But I know he impressed me with his toughness, and as I mentioned, he completed that the 70-yard touchdown pass. Was a very nice looking pass to me. It was perfect. Hit the wide receiver right in the stride. So he certainly didn't back down, and you know, going against a team as talented as Hargrave, which certainly says something. And just in terms of some players who stood out to me on Hargrave, I guess, certainly a guy that's not under the radar, but that did get his name called a lot as a defensive back that's headed for Clemson out of Florida, DeAndre McDaniel. I know he was in on two interceptions, actually, and he was certainly pretty active throughout the game. And then the running back, Randall Bell, he actually towed the rock for a good portion of that game. He's out of Georgia. And I don't believe he has actually committed anywhere. I'm not sure in terms of his offer status. I'll certainly find out more about not just him, but a lot of the kids next month at the Hargrave Combine. That's when they can put on display their skills in terms of running and athleticism and things like that. But Randall Bell looked pretty nice. He was a smaller back. He's only about 5'9" or 5'10". Maybe 185 pounds or so, but he ran inside and he showed some toughness to me there and being able to do that.
Last thing, Chris, and then I'll let you go for this week. I've always wanted to get out to one of those games, and maybe now that I'm not pinned down to a beat, I'll be able to do it. And people have asked me, you know, you've got some tremendous prospects, but both teams aren't made up entirely of great prospects. So How good is it? Is it a high-level high school game? I imagine those teams, postgraduate teams, would beat the better high school teams around here.
Right.
And I don't want to say fairly handily, but it's a higher level than high school, obviously, but not as significant a level as you see on the varsity field. Good football, right?
Yeah, in my opinion, it is pretty good football. It's certainly not sloppy, and in particular with the Hargrave and the Fork Union game, the postgrad game toward the end of the year, I think they've had some experience and they've developed some chemistry just playing together as a unit, which I'm sure early in the season it can be a little bit difficult because they're all kind of just meeting each other and they're kind of really just thrust into playing football right away once they get there in August, and just kind of I'm sure there is an adjustment period there on both sides. So I think maybe early in the season it could be a little rocky, whereas a typical high school team, most of the time they've been together for a couple of years and know each other, so there's more of the chemistry there. But it is a pretty good game in terms of it's played at a pretty high level, I think. And in particular, you know, the Fork, it just means a lot to both programs. As I mentioned, Hargrave, it certainly seems like it means a lot to Fork Union, but you know, Hargrave's such a talented team, They're able to come out, and it does mean a lot to them as well. And then Forking is just there, just kind of battling the whole game. So it's an interesting dynamic, and it is a fun game, and I would say it is at a pretty high level, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, Chris, once again, our time has flown by. I appreciate you joining us. We'll be on our normal time next week, and then in 2 weeks we move back to our earlier slot because the Spider Sports Line show will be done for the season. But next week we'll get you back on, and we'll see if anything's changed on the basketball front, and then take a look at, college football season almost over. But anyway, we appreciate your time tonight.
All right,
enjoy
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. That's Chris Horn, the excellent recruiting reporter for TechSideline.com and TheSaber.com.